I'm really excited to share tonight on Leaders Are Examples. And tonight I wanted to look at someone that no matter the situation, no matter what came up, he rose to the top. And it was because he trusted God that God was going to deliver him from whatever he needed. I'd like for you to turn to Genesis chapter 37, and we'll start here. We're going to do the movie version tonight. We won't have time to do the book version. This is a long type of happening here, and we need to get through it pretty quick. But in Genesis chapter 37, verse 3, it says, "Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him, and they could not speak peaceably unto him." So here's this young guy, and I know you guys know the record, so I can go through it a little bit. And if you don't, you can read through this, and I'll give you the high points of it so that we can get through it. This young man dreams a dream. He's 17 years old, and he tells his mom and his dad and his brothers that they're going to bow to him and that he's going to be this big guy one day. And his brothers don't like him because he's the young favorite one. So he's already having that problem. But his brothers are down feeding all the animals, and his dad sends him down to check on them and see how they're doing. And his brothers decide they're going to kill him. Well, they didn't kill him. They just sold him into slavery. So they take Joseph and they put him into slavery. They put him in a pit. And I'm sure whenever he was sitting in that pit, he's probably thinking, maybe I should have just kept my mouth shut and not told him about that dream. But he didn't. He spoke what God told him, and he stood up for what God wanted him to stand up for. And he ended up getting sold into slavery, and he ended up in Egypt. And when he got to Egypt, a captain of the Pharaoh's guard bought him, Potiphar, and he was a slave under Potiphar's house. But he did everything so wonderfully, and not only that he did everything wonderfully, but God was with him, and God multiplied what he did, and it was magnified. And that's what happens whenever we step out with believing. God will magnify what we do. God makes a way for us to be able to help people, and he'll show us what we need to do to bless people, to lead them to where they need to be so they can get the deliverance they need. And so Potiphar puts him in charge of his whole household, and he runs the whole house. And he thinks, oh, everything's going great, right? Well, after that, he gets going, everything's going really good. Then Potiphar's wife decides she wants him. Here's a guy, he's doing his job. And then the wife says, oh, this guy's pretty cool. Now he has this to contend with. So Joseph says, no, I'm not doing that. The boss said, I can do whatever I want, but I can't do that. He had character. He had character in his life. He had a wonderful heart for God, and he did what God wanted him to do. Well, he got trapped by her, and she rips his robe off, and she ends up framing him for something that he didn't do. And then he ends up in jail, in prison. Now, if anybody could claim the victim card, I think this guy could claim the victim card here. But he did not claim the victim card. It didn't matter what you threw at Joseph, he always rose to the top. He gets put in jail. He's in the prison. And before you know it, the keeper of the prison puts him in charge of all of the people that are in there. And then, not only that, he doesn't look at anything that he does under his hand because he knew that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. He knew that God was working in this man. And God can work in you that same way to where people see God working in your life and they want to be a part of that. They want to have what you have. And it's that Christ in you, it's that love of God that you have, and that wonderful, like Vera was sharing, hospitality that we share with each other, that we see great things come to pass because of that love that we have for each other. Well, then he goes on. He's in prison. Then these two guys get thrown in with him, and they're Pharaoh's butler and his baker. And the butler says, "Man, I had this dream." And Joseph says, "Well, I can tell you what it means." So he tells him, "Oh, yeah, well, the king's going to put you back in." And then the baker's like, "Wow, that was pretty good. Well, what's going to happen to me?" And then he tells him what's going to happen to him, and it wasn't so good. He says, "Well, maybe I should have went first," but he didn't. So anyway, the Joseph asks that the butler, whenever he gets put back in position, to remember him. And the butler goes back into his position, and he doesn't remember him for 2 years. He just forgets, goes back into his job, and Joseph is still there in the prison. But then Pharaoh has dreamed, and the butler is reminded that, hey, oh yeah, I know this guy. He could tell you his dreams, what these dreams mean. So they bring Joseph in, and Joseph takes the time to compose himself, and he does certain things because he knows the culture and the things that are going to happen, and he wants to be his best for God. So he shaves. He does all this stuff. He cleans himself up and shaves off his beard and stuff, which is not normal. Most people, you say, "Oh, I'm going to shave my mustache off." And it's like, "Oh, no, you're not. The wife doesn't like it like that. I don't like it like that. But if I need to, I shave it when I need to." That's beyond the realm of where we need to go. Anyway, Joseph goes to Pharaoh and he interprets the dream for Pharaoh. And Pharaoh tells him that he is going to be put in charge of everything that he has except for the throne because of the way that he interpreted this. Here's a guy that came from being sold into slavery, accused of things that he didn't do. He got put in prison. He lived in prison for how many years? I don't know how long it was. But he was in prison for quite a while. And then, whenever he got out of prison, he's before Pharaoh telling him the dreams, what his dreams meant. And Pharaoh, this is what Pharaoh said in chapter 41 of Genesis, verse 37. It says, "And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, Can we find such one as this? Is a man in whom the Spirit of God is." And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "For as much as God hath showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thee." How big of a deal is that? God can multiply the things that we do and bring us before great men and women to accomplish what God needs to do, if that's what needs to happen. Or it can be that one person that you meet that gets deliverance. It's not about who they are or where they're at in station. But Joseph was put in this position so that he could save his people. And that's what we want to do. We want to deliver people from the things that the adversary is promoting in this day and time. That's what a leader does. He brings people along with him so that they can see the greatness of God the way that we see it. And that's what we want to do as wonderful men and women of God, as leaders, to be that example. And after all of this, his brothers finally come back because the famine has gotten so big in Egypt and all over the world. His brothers come and they don't know that it's Joseph when they come. And he plays a little bit of a game with them for a little bit, you know, trying to see what they are thinking and where they're going with things. And it ends up that he reveals himself to his brothers and his father, and they come, and Joseph realizes that God has brought him, has put him in this position the whole way through. Why do you think he was in prison for so long? I don't know. Maybe it was because he needed to see how people really were so that he could rule in a time where there's famine and there's people going to be not so nice during this time. Maybe he needed to be a little tougher. I don't know. I just know how things go. And I know that God, whatever situation you're in, God is preparing you for something. And if you walk with God and you move with God, he'll be able to put you where you need to be. And that's partnering with God. And Joseph partnered with God. And it says now in 45, he's talking to his brother. He says, "Now therefore, be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that ye sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life." God sends us before to preserve life, to bring people out of darkness back into the light of the truth of God's word, so that they can see what God accomplished in his son, that Christ in us, that wonderful gift that he gave us, his wonderful son. And we get the awesome privilege of delivering people back from what the adversary is wanting to steal from them. And as leaders, we can have that same character that Joseph had. No matter the situation, no matter where he was, he moved with God and he rose to the top. God saw that he prospered in all that he did because he trusted God. Do we really believe that God knows the end from the beginning? Whenever we look at our lives and whenever we see things in our lives, do we really trust that God's going to deliver us in a situation? That's being a leader and knowing that God's going to be there for you no matter what, and he's got it all figured out. And if we just stop and get peaceful and go with God, we'll see the deliverance for ourselves and be able to bring others along with us. So that's a little bit of what I wanted to share. Thank you.